With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is holding on to a big lead in the polls heading into tomorrow's Republican primary in challenger Nikki Haley's home state, South Carolina. New York's Attorney General, who had threatened during her election campaign to get Donald Trump, is now threatening to seize Mr. Trump's New York City properties. Letitia James threatening the seizure if the former president can't pay a staggering $454 million civil fraud penalty. President Biden has met with the widow and daughter of the late Russian dissident, Alexei Navalny.
As you state the obvious, he was a man of incredible courage. And it's amazing how his wife and daughter are emulating that.
The meeting took place in San Francisco. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's parliament, the Knesset, has voted overwhelmingly against unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining new momentum.
The new signs of progress came ahead of an expected summit this weekend in Paris, where mediators plan to present a new proposal. White House Mideast envoy Brett McGurk held talks throughout the day Thursday with Israeli leaders and families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. According to National Security spokesman John Kirby, the discussions were going well.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Despite being tied down by multiple legal challenges, former President Trump continues traveling the campaign trail. Last evening, he addressed the National Religious Broadcasters Gathering in Nashville, and tomorrow he is due to speak at CPAC. It's the annual Conservative Political Action Conference taking place outside Washington, D.C. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures, 63 points higher, while the Nasdaq futures are down 9 points. This is SRN News. Pro-abortion groups will dig deep this election year.
Representatives from Planned Parenthood, the ACLU, Reproductive Freedom for All, the Fairness Project, Think Big America, Open Society Foundation, and the Tides Foundation all tell Politico they'll spend a lot of cash trying to get abortion referendums passed this fall and Democrats elected. However, several of those groups admit they don't have as much money as they used to and will have to pick and choose their battles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Iowa school board has resolved a lawsuit over a now rescinded district policy that lets students live as the opposite sex at school without the permission of their parents. Linmar Community Schools will pay $20,000 to the plaintiffs, Parents Defending Education. The Linmar board's policy also allowed boys to use the girls' restrooms and locker rooms and permitted males to compete against females in school sports. This is SRN News. Charges filed in connection with the deaths of two Navy SEALs.
Four foreign nationals have been arrested and charged with transporting suspected Iranian-made weapons on a vessel intercepted by U.S. naval forces in the Arabian Sea off the coast of Somalia last month. Two SEALs died in rough seas during the intercept. A criminal complaint unsealed in federal court in Richmond, Virginia, alleges that the four defendants, who were all carrying Pakistani identification cards, were transporting suspected Iranian-made missile components for the type of weapons used by Houthi rebel forces in recent attacks. I'm Norman Hall.
Los Angeles County voters have to decide if embattled District Attorney George Gascon will remain the head of the nation's largest prosecutor's office. There have been two failed attempts to get him on the ballot for a recall. Gascon faces 11 challengers in the March 5th nonpartisan primary. More details at SRNnews.com.